Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to episode 33 of Falling Forward with Dan Lassac. I'm going to get through this intro as quickly as possible because there's a lot to say and do. First up, no guest? No guest, Dan, on your guest-based podcast. I know, right? Weird one. Just obviously, the world is in a interesting position and I don't want to put pressure on anyone to come on. So I haven't hassled as hard as I normally do. But I had an idea, and that's what this podcast is. So, what's the idea? Well, I just dropped a new EP called Scattershot on Bandcamp. And I do get questions about how certain tracks were made. And it's interesting because there's decision-making at one end of it, but there's also the technical. So, instead of trying to remember all that and put it into a tweet, I just thought I would record myself making a track for 1 hour, basically. I didn't really go in with a big idea of what I wanted to do. I just plugged some stuff in and built this ambient piece that you can hear at the end of the podcast. So hopefully this gets across the process in a way that someone who doesn't make music can sort of understand. But also someone who's been making music for years. Maybe this will give you some ideas about ways to change your process. Now, I try not to get bogged down into details too much, but where I feel like I've not explained something, you'll hear my voice like this, dubbed in over the top. I'll come in and say, Dan's an idiot. This is what he meant to say. Also, you can hear it that I get distracted. Like I'm trying to talk to you at the same time as think about the next step, which I didn't really think about. I've never been someone who really works in a room with someone else, and you were in the room with me, in my mind anyway. So yeah, it's interesting. I really enjoyed it. Obviously, if you're here for guests, feel free to skip this one. I'm not going to be offended if only 5 people listen to this one. You know, it's a cool thing, I think, and I enjoyed it, but it's not for everyone. I'm gonna write a little blog to support this one with pictures, because really this should have been a video, but I don't want to be on camera. So I'll write that blog. It'll be on Patreon, but I'll make sure it's public, so you don't have to pay to get it, even though you should, because I am gold. And also, don't quote me on this, but if you're listening in the Acast app, I'm going to try for the very first time to add photos to add a rich media podcasting thing. But I've never done it before, so maybe it won't work, but I think it's going to work. So yeah, also Patreons again, I'll at some point in the next few days record the track. You hear it at the end, but I'll get a better recording of it now I've played it once or twice, and I'll give you that as well, so you can have that to hold in your very hands. But yeah, hope you enjoy this one. We'll be back to normal either next Tuesday or the Tuesday after. Obviously it's usually fortnightly, but if the guest I want can do it sooner, then I'll bring it to you sooner. And, or I won't, because that's life. And this is my hobby. Is it though? Is it really? Yeah, I think that covers everything. I didn't do a single plug. Patreon.com/DanLasak. DanLasak.bandcamp.com. They're the two places you can support my music and this podcast. There you go. That's plug-in. Back to Dan. I don't know. But let's just do the podcast, shall we? Acast, play an advert.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I wanted to kind of get into limitations. So I've picked up one synth, a Novation Circuit Mono Station. So that can only play basically one note at a time. A 60-second loop cassette, a four-track cassette recorder, and some guitar pedals. And I'm just, for like half an hour, going to see what we can make. Kind of got an idea. I don't know why my voice went really high then, but yes. So you join me in the process of setting up. So I need to double check that I can get audio from the synthesizer to the four track, but most importantly, to you listeners, you have to hear this. You see, I'm not used to working like this. And now that is plugged in. Oh, you probably heard that then. Oh, that's crunchy. You know, I talk about my mixer being broken. Bit of switch cleaner and that'll sort that out. So, although you cannot hear that, wait, you might be able to hear that in one ear. I'll tell you what we'll do. See, these are the problems that you come up with as a creator of electronic music when your equipment gets in your own damn way. Ooh, that sounded more like it. And I suspect, guys, that was extremely loud for you. I will obviously lower the levels in post, so you don't have to deal with that. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, we've got that. We have got that. So what I'm thinking here, we're using a four track that lets me record to four different tracks. That's why they call it a four track. But then I can spit those tracks back out individually. So what I was thinking, we will record fairly dry. By dry, I mean no effects. Not the punk band, no effects, but no effects. Just little bits like that over and over again for a minute, so not long. And then we'll change the sound slightly and we'll change the tempo ever so slightly. We'll like just knock it down one BPM or something. I don't know if this is going to work. But we're just going to gently nudge it down, do it again, do it again. So they should shift out of time. Also, because I'm using a loop tape, there's no end point on the tape. So they're going to come in at different points and loop at different points. So hopefully it should shift around. And then we'll spit the tape back out to some pedals, get some stuff going that way. This is actually sounding like more work than I originally intended. This was going to be a 20-minute thing. This is actually going to be like an hour. But yeah, so cool. Let's just faff. How do you feel about that? Right, the thing as well is I'm going to try to keep the sounds relatively simple because we're going to have four layers. It's going to get busy quickly and we're very deliberately not keeping these things in time. So we want some sort of definition. So I don't hate that. Bit of noise. Maybe that, get rid of that lower one.
By lower one, I meant lower oscillator or lower layer of the synthesizer.
Okay. What if we just went as simple as, like, that's probably a little too fast. But we want this to evolve a little as well. So that's the LFO working on the filter for you new people who know what I'm talking about.
An LFO is a signal you can use to control other parameters of the synthesizer, which is kind of complex, but it makes wibbly-wobbly lines happen.
So we're at a whopping 57 beats per minute right there. So these bits I might fast forward because I just have to record that to tape for a minute. For a whole minute, guys. I'm getting my phone out so I can time a minute. I'm going to hit record. Now we just wait a minute, you know? We have to do this four times as well. You know, one thing I didn't do before I started was actually check any of these levels on this recording. So, yeah, enjoy this. That's 30 seconds of the same thing. Are you enjoying that? I think you are, secretly. You know what? I made a mistake there. That minute, you're never getting back, chat. Chat, listeners. So, what I said I made a mistake on was with loop cassettes, there is a way to get them to overdub. What you're hearing in my fingers right now is some tin foil. You know what the hats are made out of people who think 5G gives you the sickness. But with tin foil, you can cover up one of the heads of the tape, the one that erases what was on the tape before recording something fresh to it. Now, I intended to cover that up, but I then forgot so that we could get a couple of layers going on that take. So I'm doing that now. The other thing the tinfoil sometimes does is it kind of sometimes slows down the tape. Like that. Okay, so I've never actually foiled this four track, and it's not going to take it, as you can tell. So what we're looking for, is it in this drawer? No, it's in the living room, kitchen. I'll be back. Should I pause you? I'm going to pause you. Hello, I'm back. I'm back. In your mind, I never left. The tape I was looking for was not to be found in the kitchen, because it was actually right behind me in this room. So we're going to test. This might work. This might not work. But that's the thing. I don't know everything, guys. I don't claim to either. Let's see. Will this play with that there?
I never said. I was looking for sticky tape. Not another cassette. Sticky tape. I'm a fool.
It will play, but it does get a little bit grumpy. Hard to explain, but we're basically just putting a little bit of tape over the erase head of the tape play recorder, so it doesn't erase what was on the tape before it, so you get sound on sound looping.
See, sticky tape, Dan, idiot.
I think that's gonna work. It may not, but yeah, so tape decks have a head to read what's in the tape, a head to record things to the tape, and one to erase everything from the tape. So we've blocked the erase head from working, so we should be able to double up the riffage on a single track, overlapping, degrading, and exciting things like that. What we're going to do, we're just going to take that synth into the second channel and do some more. We can actually play what we had on there. So those extra notes are me.
By me, I mean that's me fiddling with the synth while the tape recording's playing, so you're hearing them both. Cool? Cool.
So that's not recording at the moment. That's just the riff I played plus the other one. But this just changed the sound a little. Shorten it up a bit. I like that. So let us now record that. Just hit play record, Dan. So because that extra bit of tape is there, causing the tape to sticky tape versus cassette tape, causing it to kerfuffle, hopefully we'll get some warbles and wobbles and things. Who knows though? There was one, perfect. I'm just playing with the rate of the LFO and just some little things, you know, just tweaking it slightly for variation. That's a minute, but we're going to let this one run for two. But we're going to make that layer that's going over the top of the last layer we recorded muddier.
So by mud ear, I just mean I took out some of those high, bright frequencies in it. In it.
So at the moment, this is very annoying. But this is how it works, especially when you're working with kind of analog stuff, not in computers. You can't really skip to the end result. There's a lot of time that goes into the faff, if you know what I mean. I'm actually dreading the time that's going to go into editing this.
Really, Dan? I'm the one who's having to do it right now, not you.
And that is 2 minutes. There. Judging by where that wobble was, I think this tape's slightly shorter than 60 seconds. But that's fine. So what have we got so far? So that's what we just recorded. You can hear the doubling, which is pretty nice. And obviously we could pan those. See, at this point, I probably would pan them a little because of wanting to be able to differentiate what's going on in there. But now we need another one. I think all we need is just a low note. Just one low note drone throughout. Yeah? So that's already pretty interesting.
I'm about to talk about DAWs, which is just basically computer software. Digital audio workstation, innit? Ableton, Logic, whatever. But don't tell Dan I spoiled it.
Although, if we were doing this in like a DAW or we weren't using these blurry loops, I would probably write a bass line here. But genuinely, this just tone underneath is going to add layers when we bring in the pedal.
See, past Dan is very predictable.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not even going to make it do anything. I'm just going to hit record. You cannot hear that. Why can you not hear that? There we go. That's a little loud. So I just distorted that a little. We could go even bassier if you wanted. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Okay. So we're going to do what? Another 2 minute loop of that? Yeah? Yeah. Why not? Why the fuck not? I did a air fuck then as well. If we hold down the note before we start recording, we'll just have the tone. I've not got enough hands. So yeah, I'm just holding this down now. It's funny because I keep walking over to you, listeners. You're the recorder, whereas the mic's actually attached to my body.
See, if I was sponsored by Rode right now, I could have got a wicked plug for a Rode Go mic, but I'm not. I'm actually saying that into a Rode broadcaster as well. So, you know, if you know anyone, hook us up.
So I'm just playing with the filter frequency, which is like taking away or letting the tops in. And you can hear all that harmonic distortion happening, both between the three oscillators that are running and the distortion and overdrive of the filter. Yeah. If you don't know what that means, ask your mum.
If you think I'm going to explain frequency, harmonics, overdrive, distortion, etc. in a quick overdub, Google.
Now we're overdubbing that as well, so layers wise this is going to be thick.
and juicy, thick and juicy, as they call it.
I'm going to skip a minute here. It's fine. You didn't miss anything.
Well, that's your 2 minutes, guys. Enjoy. Okay, so what have we got now? What does this sound like? What does this sound like? Oh, that sounds nice. So, that's actually really nice. This is going to be a bit of a different sound, and honestly, I don't know how it's going to go. But I thought, while I was standing there, I noticed I've got a thing by a company called Soma. They make this little thing called an ether, which captures electromagnetic fields. And I thought, I don't know what it will sound like, but I thought maybe, how about we capture you? And in the sense, you being the recorder, the electromagnetic field coming off the recorder. If this, is this going to work? You hear that interference? That's the mixer. Yeah, so we're going to capture that. That's what's going next. So that's my skin. That's my phone. That's the synth. Power socket.
I edited this bit because I actually did it for like 20 minutes, just pointing it at things.
So we're just going to capture, this is the area you're in. So we're just going to maybe just do that. Yeah, that's going to be rad. I already think I know what I'm going to do with that pedal wise. No way, when I touch it on my penis, you can almost hear a radio. Oh, it's the zip on my jeans. Ah. Anyway, let's just record that. That doesn't look like that's recording.
It is, Dan, it's fine, mate.
I don't know why.
It's just low. The signal's just low, isn't it?
Why wouldn't that be recording?
I just said it's the signal. It was very quiet.
Well, we're going to have to give it a minute now, guys.
Well, it's fine. I've told them. They know. It's okay.
I don't want to waste a take.
Look, Dan, why aren't you listening to me, past Dan? Listen to me.
It just might be very quiet.
Exactly. That's exactly it. It
doesn't seem quiet.
No, it doesn't. Well spotted, Dan.
Is that a minute yet?
No.
My arm's hurting.
Whatever. Suffer for your art, man.
It's crazy. The different points on the recorder. It's pretty diverse. I think that's a minute there. Let's see if that recorded anything at all, guys. Oh, it's there! So I didn't really explain this properly. So this is, yeah, it's like a radio receiver, but radio receivers are kind of tuned to block out all the electromagnetic waves around us at all times. And this isn't. This just lets them all in. So I was going around the little mic receiver and the recorder that we're recording this on, which is essentially you. That's you. That's going to be nice. That is going to be nice. So now, guys, how are we... What is the next task here? Aha! Yes. So now we have to get... all of this that's happening right here into a bunch of guitar pedals. What I'm going to do, because the next bit's going to be boring because it's just cabling. I need to do some cabling and repatching. I'm going to pause you and do that and be right back, okay?
20 minutes of repatching later.
Right. You didn't see that? That took, oh, just 2 minutes. That was fast. Nothing. It did not take long at all, guys. So, what I've done is taken the output of each of those channels individually, and I've made it so I can plug them into a cable.
What does that even mean? All I did was plug a cable into each output of the mixer so that could then be plugged into a guitar pedal. That's it.
The first channel we had, yeah, that very simple channel. What we're going to do with that channel, I've already decided. This is a Boss DD2, my oldest friend, the only person who still loves me. We're just going to bang that into there.
Boss DD2 is a delay pedal, an echo pedal, if you will.
So I'm limiting myself to one pedal per channel, per thing as well. I don't know if that means anything to any of you or if you even care. But that's what I chose. That's what I chose. Arbitrary limitations here. Oh, there we go. Well, that's nice. We've done it. We've achieved. Next channel, we are gonna bang. We are gonna bang, listeners. I actually use some of the worst cables for this as well. We are gonna bang what is known as an afterneath in there. It's not on, thankfully. Oh, that's loud. You didn't hear that because it was down, but. Just kill that for a second.
Earthquaker devices afterneath, I can't explain it to you. It's somewhere between a cavernous, echoey cave and a smudgy, smooshy thing. I think that's a good description, actually. They should use that on their branding. Yeah.
I do wonder if this is going to get across what's actually happening in this, but.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, isn't it, idiot?
And I'm going to have to mess with the levels on that recording. You know what? As much as I want the afterneath on there, no. It does sound beautiful, guys. It really does sound beautiful. But what we actually need on that is a thing called a Red Panda particle, because that's going to do some chopping and change the shapes and patterns a little more than that's just going to make it a big, lush, pretty wash. Yeah? You don't know what I'm saying. And to be fair, nor do I. Okay, so that's it without anything.
Ooh. Particle grabs moments of the audio and repeats them in a more digital regimented way.
Get a bit of reverse going.
Or reverses or pitches. It does a lot. It's a beautiful, beautiful pedal.
What's the tempo here, guys?
Those clicks were me literally tapping the tempo into the pedal.
Maybe random?
Kind of wish I'd explained this at the time to save myself doing all these overdubs. I hope this shows just how much play and messing around is a huge part of my, and everyone hopefully's, creative process.
So you know that afterneath I said I wasn't going to use? God, I should have tidied up before I started this, you know. That's one thing you should do. That's one bit of advice. Tidy your fucking space up. Right, okay.
So here I take the signal going from the particle into the underneath, so you get the chops going into the reverb, and then that sound is me bringing track one back in, and we start to see it taking shape.
Huh, that's not bad. Next channel, guys. I've got a thing called a Red Panda Tensor here in my hand, which is hard to explain. It's almost like tape simulation, but not. But on this occasion, I'm literally just going to use it like a pitch shifter. I don't own a pitch shifter.
Pitch shifter literally changes things' pitch.
Oh, am I going to do this? Yes, I've said I'm going to do it, so let's do it. Yeah, I don't own a pitch shifter, guys. Oh, yes, I've finally got it in my head what I'm doing here. I was trying to think what I was going to do to that noise layer we recorded. And then it twigged what I could do with that. So, right, let's kill those two. So it's like giving that top end to it. It's pitch shifting. So without it. But it's also like stretching, like time stretching, where it's trying to fill in the gaps in the data.
When you pitch something up, it takes less time. So what Tensor is trying to do is keep it the same length, but play it at a higher pitch. So it has to create information.
Now, if we wanted a bit of air on that, I don't know if you can hear this, actually. I feel like you can. Yeah. I've just put a bit of reverb on from my desk. Basic bitch reverb. To make it wide. And last but not least, I've got this pedal called a C. Sidman. I don't know how to get any of this across to you, but it just glitches the shit out of everything. But on its own schedule, it doesn't ever do it when you expect it to do it. So that's what's going on the noise layer.
If you didn't catch that, Catlin Bread, C. Sidman. Yeah.
Ah, but I need a power supply for this. Hang on.
Took me ages to find this power supply.
So there's the noise. See how much it dropped then. All right, let's just tweak this pedal. What we're going to do is filter out the lows.
I just turned the bass down on my desk, basically.
So that's it without.
As this is getting louder, you can actually hear me starting to raise my voice to hear myself over it instead of just turning it down in my headset, because I am a professional.
We don't want too much feedback. So yeah, That's rad. I'm in. I'm in, guys. I like it. See what this is like a little slower.
This is just me playing with the pitch control on the four track.
Could go even slower,
and then that's halving the tape playback speed.
That's a little too, you know, creepy, creepy horror time right now.
That's really well explained, Dan. I'm really glad that you talk ever.
So yeah, that's where we're at. Now, how do you make this a track, is the question. What would be the best way to make this a song, basically? Because of the way I'm doing it, it's all going into the mixer. So I've got control of the levels of the four different tracks separately. So you could literally bring everything down and then perform it. You will have seen me do it. If you watch me on any of the YouTube clips and stuff where I've got a little four track involved, you'll see me just fading things in, doing it that way. Or, like, if I wasn't recording you right now, because this recorder I record the podcast on is also the one I record everything on. I would record each track individually into you for ages while twiddling with the pedals and such, and get us to the point where I've got a lot of good shiz. I call it shiz. And then I can edit that later on the computer. I did air quotes there. Either way you do it, that's what, realistically, 50 minutes, and we've got this lush, spacious thing. Now, maybe this isn't a complete track. Maybe you want to chop it up into little component parts or use it as something for a granular synth. But with one synth, granted a lot of guitar pedals and one loop tape and a four track, we've done good shit. I'm going to try to just have a little fiddle.
A performance. It's a performance.
I don't know how this is going to go. So I'm just going to hit play on that. You're going to record it and listen and enjoy. When this gets shit or boring in a few minutes, I'll fade out. Yeah? This sounds good. This has been good, guys. We should hang out more often.
The surprise in my voice there, guys.
Question is, what do we bring in first? Dan. Don't talk through this bit, or do.
Even I'm going to be quiet.
Feedback. Oh, come on, Cable, don't fail me now. Shit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello. So yeah, genuinely hope you enjoyed that. I probably said at the start, this is not something I'm going to do often, but where we had a little gap in the schedule, it just made sense to, I don't know, just kind of show what's going on, what happens. And every creator is very different. Like, that's a lot of what I was doing there is stuff I've picked up from YouTubers, from people like Heimbach, from people like Amulets. Although a very different episode this week, I genuinely hope you found it interesting and somewhat exciting. I don't know. I'm gonna say genuinely again, because I do that, and I try not to edit these things too much, especially after I've spent days editing that down to something listenable. But if you're supporting me by listening to this podcast, by hitting up my Bandcamp, by hitting up my Patreon, I genuinely appreciate you. It means a huge amount. Like, you don't know how much it means. Anyway, we'll be back in the next week or two with a fresh guest for you and their take on creativity or life or what sandwiches they like. We will see. But again, thank you for everything. And I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy!